Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show by celebrating the birthday of Herbie Hancock. Herbert Jeffrey Hancock, born April 12th, 1940. That makes him 81 years of age, and what better way to start the show than his classic tune, Maiden Voyage.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
A Herbie Hancock set to celebrate the great pianist's birthday, his 81st birthday. We heard Cantaloupe Island. That was the last track you heard from the album Empyrean Islands, released in 1964. And that has a quartet of Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Before that, the funky side of Herbie Hancock, very funky tune, one that I play a lot on this show because I really, really like it. Name of that track is Hang Up Your Hang-Ups from the album Manchild, a 1988 release. And we started out that set with the classic track Maiden Voyage from Herbie Hancock's album of the same name. That album was recorded in 1965 and featured Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor saxophone, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. So I hope you enjoyed that Herbie Hancock set. Certainly an icon in the world of jazz music and an innovator for sure. All right, another great piano player, Kenny Barron, is featured on the brand new Greg Abate release. I've been playing a lot from this album the last few weeks. It's entitled Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron. And it features Kenny Barron as well as Desron Douglas on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums. We are going to hear a Kenny Barron composition, as all the tracks on this album written by Kenny Barron. The name of this one is And Then Again. And on this track, Greg Abate plays alto and baritone saxophones. So let's listen to Greg Abate, the music of Kenny Barron. Thank you. Ah, yes, a tune that is very reminiscent of Freddie Hubbard's Red Clay, but this is from John Hasselbeck III and his premier album entitled Entrance. It features John Hasselbeck on trumpet, Wayne Escoffrey on saxophone, Steve Davis on trombone, Jonathan Barber on drums, Luquez Curtis on bass, and Tabor Gabel on piano. All of those players have their roots in the Hartford area. And the name of that track is Kingsbridge, and it's a great album. Highly recommend you checking this out, from John Hasselbeck III. Before that, we heard from Sam Hirsch, a Los Angeles-based player. We heard him play out here in San Diego, where I record this broadcast and podcast. This is Sam Hirsch's quartet. The name of the album is Quite Frankly, and we heard Pop's Delight. And this one features, besides Sam Hirsch on piano, John Weber on bass, Kevin Connor on drums, and Ralph Moore on saxophone. Another fine album from a very talented young piano player named Sam Hirsch. And we started out that set with Greg Abate from the album Magic Dance, the music of Kenny Barron, a brand new release, and that one's called And Then Again. High energy on that track for sure. All right, you are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. This is a weekly podcast as well as a radio show over the air at WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut. We're going to continue on with a track from Lee Morgan, one of my favorite tunes. This is from an album called Cornbread, featuring Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Beautiful tune, Ciora. Thank you. Ciora from Lee Morgan. That'll about do it for today's show. Thanks for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster here on WWUH. We'll be back again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Let's finish out today's show with Holly Hoffman's quartet. Holly Hoffman, a fine flute player residing here in San Diego, California, where I record this show. The name of the album is Live at Birdland, and we are going to finish with Herbie Hancock composition, played by Holly Hoffman, Taken Off and Driftin'. This is flautist Holly Hoffman. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.